There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hello, my name's Hayley Quinn, and welcome back to a slightly unusual episode of Attraction HQ. It's just me by myself today. As you know, I usually use a space to talk to you about real ethical ways about meeting and connecting with women. So it's not all about lines or tricks or routines or saying the perfect thing or doing everything just right. Instead, it's actually about understanding that women really want to meet you too. And what we're suffering from at the moment is a mass communication exercise and breakdown where we're just not getting each other. And because we live in a funny, modern, evolved society where there's so many different ways of meeting people, we communicate via WhatsApp, we meet people using online dating apps, we have open relationships, non-committed relationships, monogamous relationships, everything can become a bit unclear. And so you might have been left not really knowing where you stand and, you know, how to approach her, if she wants to be approached, why is she giving you that weird look? Is it creepy that you're saying hello to her? Is she going to think that you're harassing her? There's this minefield of stuff that we simply didn't used to have to do and we now have to deal with. So what I'm going to give you just a very short lecture on today, and then we'll be back to normal podcast format next week. And if you haven't listened to my podcast before, I usually have a guest in the studio and we have a chat about a topic of conversation. It could be about how to handle a breakup or how to say hello to her or how to be more flirtatious. But today, I'm big into giving you an insight into how women are operating, what they're really thinking and feeling. So in a kind of an interesting way, I'm just going to be going through kind of the top 10 women dating problems. So problems that women will have when they're facing dating. Now, you might be sat there thinking, why do I need to learn this? Because I'm a guy. Well, you know what? If you can understand women and you get the headspace that they're coming from, it's going to make sense and help you to rationalize why they respond the way they do, why they act the way they act. So let's take a look at stuff that women struggle with, because you might be surprised to hear this, but women are not standing there with a queue of men that are ready to have at least sex with them and just dismissing them. It's not how it goes down. It's actually can be really bewildering being a woman. You can go through long periods of time of nobody approaching you. It can be easy to be hurt and disheartened by the dating process. I don't think that women have just all got it easy. In fact, lots of women have loads of problems in this area. And I'm going to give you their top 10. So number one, women have been told that if they tell you what they want and need, they're going to be needy. So part of her reason why she's going to be aloof with you or unclear about what she wants, you know, that moment where she says, I'm fine, but she's not fine, is because she's been consistently told that if she communicates her emotional needs, that makes her needy and undesirable. So women are actively told to not be clear. Even when they're little girls, you know, a little girl is often told not to be bossy or to not hurt someone's feelings. So if you're wondering why she can't just say that she doesn't want to meet you rather than giving you this endless list of excuses, that's probably why. Point two, another big word that women are often attributed in the realm of dating is desperate.
So women worry that if they tell you what they want and what relationship they're looking for, that they're going to come off wrong. So she might get really upset when she finds out you don't want to have a committed relationship. And you're like, well, we had this conversation and you didn't say anything. And she would have been too afraid to say something in case she scared you off, quote unquote, or was considered desperate. So again, it's another one of those ways that women approach dating from fear, and so can be unclear about what they want. So you know what, if you want to have a less committed form of relationship, fine, but I'd be super clear about it with her. Lay your cards on the table and date one or two, because you don't want to get into that scenario where 2 months in she expects more and you know full well that you won't be able to give it to her. Point three that women stress about: when to have sex with you. Because they worry that if they have sex with you too quickly, you'll judge them as not girlfriendy material. Now, I hope you can take a step back from this, and instead of thinking, oh, well, obviously, if she has sex with me that quickly, she must have sex with everyone that quickly, and she's not morally good. That is like a rubbish, literally bullshit argument. What if she was really attracted to you? What if you were really flirting with her? What if you both had the chemistry and you wanted to go ahead with that as adults? That should be cool. Look, if you want to have more sex and you want women to be more sexually open and everyone to be happier, don't judge women on when they have sex with you, okay? That's obvious. Don't pay into the right system that helps us all out. Okay, point four. Women, again, are told often to be quite passive, that they need to play it cool. That if they are too upfront, like too forthcoming in terms of texting you back or, you know, kissing you or something, that they're going to be branded in the wrong way, that you won't actually see them as a girlfriend. Now, because of that, it can be annoying, and I would encourage women to be direct. Say things to them like, you know what, just say what you want, it's cool. I'm not going to run away. Or were you playing some little thing where you weren't responding to my text for 2 days because I noticed that? Pull her up on the points of time where she's being overly passive and try to encourage her to be more direct, because I kind of think everyone more direct, everyone happier. Point five, keeping everyone's options open. Now, this kind of applies to guys as well, where you might be seeing several women and seeing which one you prefer. Now, this is okay if everybody that's involved in this is doing the same thing. If someone's being monogamous and the other person is not being monogamous, that's obviously going to cause problems, to say, state the complete obvious. So here's the thing as well. You might feel that by having another woman as a fallback or keeping something going, that, you know, at least you got something if the one that you like doesn't work out. Now, if you've ever had something not work out with someone that you really like, you know that having other people in the back burner is unhelpful, isn't helpful at all. So I'm kind of a fan actually of not keeping your options open. I'm a fan of going, yep, I'm in a relationship, let's do this. If it screws up, it screws up. But actually choosing to take a course of action, I think the grey area, usually everybody suffers. Six, women don't feel that they can approach you. Again, same kind of stuff, really. They worry that they're going to be judged. Because of that, what you need to do is to understand that the max that she's really able to, she feels, not this is actually the truth, she feels she's able to do, is sit there and smile at you, or hold eye contact, or maybe move closer to you. She isn't being told that she can or is able to start the conversation, so that's why it's coming back to you. Obviously, I'm trying to change this, but in the meantime, that's why you're not getting super clear signals from women. Point seven, you just haven't met the right one yet. That's a big one. For women, they're kind of often told to approach romance in a way that's a bit whimsical, that's sort of like a bit, oh, I just haven't met my soulmate yet. They're not spoken to, and again, I'm trying to change this, in the same practical language that men are often spoken to in. So I know that you might think, why is she going on about this chemistry thing? Why can't she see what I'm like? Spell it out to her. She might have been overly conditioned by romantic movies to have funky ideas about what romance is really like. If you really like her, don't try and be a mate until further notice. Say, look, I really like you. I know you're not sure about me yet. That's okay. But I want to hang out with you more. Be super direct and literally signpost her what an awesome guy you are. Women are often told, point A, that they're being too picky and that's why they haven't met someone yet. And again, isn't that depressing? I think everyone, men and women, needs to get more picky. You actually need to pick people that are better for you. So pick people that are more emotionally available, more respectful, more interesting, more your physical type. Pick on those qualities, actually raise your standards. Expect also good behavior, good ethical behavior from people. Point nine. Where have all the good men gone? Women often feel like the only guys that approach them are players, quote unquote, guys that aren't really up for the level of commitment maybe that they might like, if that's what the woman wants anyway. And there are plenty of women out there that don't want commitment. If you are a guy that is pretty open to forming a relationship with the right woman, you bloody signpost that. Let her know. Women think that men like you don't exist. This is like this massive point in your favor. Literally say, you know, say on your online dating profile, say when you meet someone, say, yeah, I'm totally, you know, I'm open to meeting the right kind of woman for me. That doesn't make you needy or rubbish. That makes you very attractive. So if that's the headspace that you're in, own it. 10, happily ever after. Now, I don't know if women believe this more than men, but I think we all believe it a bit. And here's the reality. Relationships are work. Stuff screws up. Things go wrong. It's about communicating. It's about respect. It's about sticking together. It's about working through your problems and being cool to have a teammate that you can work through stuff with. That's where you place the emphasis. You don't place the emphasis on perfection. If you're constantly looking at women and she's not quite 100% right, I would say, mate, to be honest, there's something in there that you're afraid of. You are afraid of putting your chips in with someone, about actually going for it. No one's perfect. It's actually about looking at the apple, not the worm. Look at all the good things she has. Praise her. Respect those qualities. Go for it. Don't pick someone apart, because perfect doesn't exist. And if you're getting aggravated by someone's qualities, I'm sure actually you're more aggravated with yourself. Anyway, I'll be back next week with a more regular interviewee form of podcast. But I hope you found this interesting and going into the headspace and the fears that women have relating to dating. Now, if you want to hear more about the female mind and stuff like why she didn't respond to that message or how to get her to go on a date with you, you need to go to HayleyQuinn.com/her mind, which is HERMIND. And it's Hayley Quinn, HayleyQuinn.com/her mind. And I've got some free videos there for you. And until next time, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me. Please reach out. And thank you again for your support.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.